Visiting today with Cooper Thompson from Adair. He's an area star in agribusiness. Let's talk a little bit about your project.
Okay. So, mostly I contract out through Dollar General. I've been on contracts at the beginning of each season, and I mow their lawns. So, I'll bid out a certain amount of contracts at the beginning of each season, and I will service that lawn from April to the beginning months of November.
So, how did you come up with this project?
So, I met a guy met him through showing livestock my entire life. And he owned an executive lawn care out of Claremore, Oklahoma. And he gave me a call, kind of set me up with the whole deal, taught me the ins and outs, and really kind of set me up. So I've been doing this for about 4 to 5 years now. And I really credit him with starting me out on it.
So this is a project that could keep going for a while then. You could actually do this the rest of your life.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's kind of the goal at the moment is kind of keep it going through my college and then kind of really ramp it up when I get out of that or really kind of follow whatever avenue I find.
Well, you mentioned one person that helped you out, but who else was a big helper in this project?
Oh, my father, I got to say. I mean, he helps me out, especially like when I get behind after rainstorms or anything like that, mowing. He'll tag along and really keep me going, help me cut down service times, everything like that, or just kind of keep me going, especially during like June or July when it gets pretty tough.
Yeah, those are the hot months.
Absolutely, yeah. It gets really hot.
Well, what have you learned going through this project? Like, what has it taught you?
Oh, just responsibility, keeping up a job, staying on time, keeping everything going. A lot of that, learning a lot of money, taxes, everything like that, kind of learning the ins and outs of business, how to run something like that. It's been a learning curve, but we've got it done so far. So,
would you say that that's one of the advantages that FFA gives you? Is I feel like you guys are ahead of the dance as far as like learning how to really live life and make money, and that it doesn't grow on trees, and that you have to really work hard, and sometimes you have to get up early if you don't want to.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, especially learning through my ag chapter, the responsibility and the determination, everything that it takes to keep something like this running at the highest level has really been something that it's just taught me through the years and kind of being able to keep it going, especially through my business.
Because you've been going to school and doing your other extracurricular activities as well as this job, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Livestock judging, being president of the ADRFA, it's a full-time job.
Let's talk a little bit about your FFA career because you're about to graduate here now. So what have been some of your favorite shining moments of your time in FFA?
Oh, absolutely, judging livestock. It's been something that I've really been involved in through my family since I was barely able to walk. So, like, just being competitive as possible in that, as well as most recently, I would say my highlight is signing with Northern Oklahoma College to go judge some livestock next year.
So that's going to be a really awesome opportunity, and I'm sure you're super excited about that.
Oh, absolutely. I can't wait.
Well, so thinking back on FFA, what has it really taught you? We touched on a little bit of the main things, but what has it meant to you?
FFA has just really meant to me as an opportunity to really point my enthusiasm and determination to be as competitive as possible in anything I do. It's really given me an outlet to be able to follow those kind of avenues and be just as, like I said, competitive as possible in everything I do and having the opportunity to grow as a person, really.
And would you say that FFA also helps like with the younger kids and inspiring them? Because I'm sure you got a bunch of little kiddos that look up to you at school too.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, like I said, just giving as many as opportunities to these kids to be able to grow as students and anything like that as a competitors. Everything that falls in those lines, really giving these kids an opportunity to get outside of their comfort zone and really grow as people.
So what's next for you? You gave us a little bit of a tease, but what's next for you?
Well, I'm going to go to NOC next year, judge some livestock, hopefully be as competitive as that as I have been recently, and then hopefully transfer to Oklahoma State and continue my education.
Well, thank you so much. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Visiting it once again with Cooper from the Adair FFA chapter. He's one of our stars in agribusiness. I'm Casey Shepherd for the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.